हरे कृष्णा। डिगिंग फॉर गोल्ड डिमांड्स डीलिंग विद डर्ट एंड सम पीपल आर गोल्ड प्रॉस्पेक्टर्स, दे गो इन टू एरियाज दैट आर रिप्यूटेड टू हैव गोल्ड माइंस एंड दे डिग। नाउ क्वाइट ऑफन वन हैज़ टू डिग थ्रू ह्यूज क्वान्टिटीज ऑफ डर्ट, यू नो, यूजिंग वन्स डिगिंग इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स, समटाइम्स यूजिंग वन नेल्स इन केस some place we fell, there might be gold. We have to be gentle. So we have to actually deal with dirt. And if somebody says, no, I will not get myself unclean, I will not deal with dirt, and if one doesn't deal with dirt, then one will never be able to reach the gold. So digging with dirt, digging for gold requires, necessitates, demands dealing with the dirt. And the same dynamic applies in our inner excavation. No, when we learn about spirituality, we learn, get spiritual knowledge, we understand that we are at our core souls. And when we understand that we are souls, at that time, we understand that the soul is a part of God, the soul is eternal, the soul is blissful. And when we realize ourselves as a soul, we can become eternally blissful. So, when we understand this naturally, we start becoming enthusiastic. At that time, when we start practicing yoga and start exploring inwards, we basically start digging. It's an inner excavation. And when we dig inwards, to reach to the gold of the soul, we have to go through the dirt of our conditionings. The conditioning starts surfacing. Sometimes they start seeming to become bigger. And we have to deal with them. We have to endure them. We have to tolerate them. We have to transcend them. So, sometimes when we start practicing bhakti and start to fighting against the conditioning seem to become stronger. And just like if the dirt is under the ground, then we don't see so much dirt. At the surface, the ground may appear to be good, but once you start digging it out, it seems to be like a big mess. So, we sometimes get scarred, get dirtied by fighting these battles. That means when some of the anarthas, as we start digging them to remove them, they start surfacing and they start sometimes making our life a torment. So, Krishna warns us that actually whenever such desires emerge, we need to tolerate them. He says in 5.23, Shaknoti hai vaya sodhum prak sharir vimokshanat kama krodhod bhavam vegam sayukta sa sukhena raha. So, he says, Shaknoti hai vaya sodhum, one who is able to tolerate prak sharir vimokshanat, till the moment of death, kama krodhod bhavam vegam, through anger and through lust, the vega, the urges that arise, sayuktah sa sukhena raha, that person is well engaged, that person is happy. So Krishna is telling that we will attain the happiness that is our nature as souls if we tolerate these desires. So that same theme is echoed later in 18.37 in the Bhagavad Gita, where it is said that विषयेन्द्रिय संयो यत्तदग्रे विषमिव परिणामे अमृतोपमं तत्सुखं सात्विकं प्रोक्तं आत्मबुद्धि प्रसादजम्। That which tastes like poison in the beginning will taste like nectar in the end. Such is the nature of the happiness that awakens our spiritual knowledge. It takes us closer to realization of our spiritual side. So, just as gold diggers cannot avoid dirt, you know, we cannot avoid confronting our conditionings if we are spiritual diggers. We are diggers for our soul, we are spiritual excavators. And just as finding the gold makes all the dirt worthwhile to tolerate, similarly, when we realize the soul, the inner battle that we fight, when we are just living materialistically, we don't have to fight an inner battle so much, and that's why we may feel that life is okay. But when you start fighting the inner battle, then we realize that we may become a little sullied, scarred by the ferocity of the fight. But eventually when we win, when we realize our spiritual identity and relish spiritual devotion to Krishna and find eternal ecstasy therein, then it all becomes worthwhile. We have found the gold that shines and enriches for all of eternity. Thank you. Hare Krishna.